Brian Noonan in for Nick on 720 WGN. Always a pleasure to see this guy. Michael Osaki is here. He is a licensed sports memorabilia appraiser. He is the owner of baseballintheattic.com. And you can follow him on Twitter at baseballattic. And it's always good to see you, Michael. How are you?
Brian, it is great to be here.
So this is a big time of year, a lot of sports going on. Of course, we have October baseball in Chicago, which is always something new and exciting. When it's very doesn't happen very often. Cubs doing very well. And now I'm sure everybody is going into their attics and their garages and boxes and going, oh, I have this old Cubs piece of memorabilia. There was a really nice piece about you on DNA Chicago. And you talked about these five Cubs collectibles. Now, are these your personal collectibles,
no,
or these are the most valuable that you've seen?
The most valuable Cubs collectibles out there. I do not own the Cubs collectibles talked about in the
okay.
article. Yeah.
You're just saying that so nobody breaks into your house. I don't blame you. I would say so, too. No, absolutely not. So tell us, with the Cubs in the League Championship Series, what are some of these valuable collectibles?
Yeah, so one of the things I mentioned is Ernie Banks, over the course of his career, he hit over 500 home runs.
Right.
And there's many people that actually have hit over 500 home runs, and that's a big club to be in, right, the 500
sure.
home run club. And so what I talked about for the DNA article is his last home run, the last home run ball that he ever hit. I don't know where that baseball is. I don't know if it's in someone's private collection, if it was just lost over time, if it was thrown out or whatnot. But I think that is a six-figure ball. So if somebody
really?
If somebody has that ball, and secondarily, if we can prove that it actually is the ball.
Well, that's the key, right? Because I could say, yeah, I've got it. And I have some guy who, you know, practiced Ernie Banks' signature, or I have a literal Ernie Banks autographed ball. But you don't know. How are you going to figure out that that's the ball?
Yeah, so it's very tough to really authenticate something from way back when. Today, things are different. So, for example, if a player today was approaching his 500th home run or 3,000th hit, Major League Baseball would they have special baseballs that are marked, okay, and so the ball would actually be retrieved and brought back
right.
to the club. But back then, decades ago, that's not how it was. Sometimes, though, what would happen is a fan would catch a ball, and for whatever reason, the Chicago Tribune or whatever newspaper would be there, and they would document it. They would show the fan smiling with the ball in his or her hand. So that would be one way to document that. But it is very, very difficult to really authenticate and really collaborate the story of something from several decades past.
And that's with any piece of memorabilia, not just this ball in particular. That's anything from way back where
yeah.
you go, okay.
Yeah, exactly. Just again, you know, Brian, back in the day, people weren't really collecting things as for investment purposes.
Right.
They were collecting because, or they had something because they just had it. But the market has completely changed now, and especially now in October with the Cubs in the World Series. I'm getting a lot of calls from
people. Not yet. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Oh yeah, sorry. I was yeah.
That's all right. Wishful thinking.
Yeah.
I know, but we got to bring everything back. Rein it in.
Yeah, yeah. So a lot of people are interested. In buying vintage Cubs collectibles, but B, as you alluded to at the top, people are actually going to their attics or garages or barns and looking to see, oh, yeah, my grandpa had some Cubs collectibles.
Yeah.
Where is that stuff?
All right, so we've got the Ernie Banks ball. What other anything from like the 1908 World Series, any of that kind of stuff, is it still around? And if it is, what
yeah.
would it be worth?
So it's really not around, no. But sure, if you can find, you know, a game-used jersey from 1908, that would be something special.
Now, you mentioned in the article for DNA Info a World Series program. Does that exist? Have you seen one of these, or is this one of those it might be out there and this is what it would be worth?
They do exist, yes. I've seen several examples. They do exist from both 1908, which is when the Cubs last won the World
right.
Series, but also the 45 World Series where they lost to the Tigers.
Right. And what's something like that worth?
It ranges in condition, anywhere from $1,000 to $10,000,
$15,000. Wow. All right. And I saw you're holding, in one of the pictures, you're holding some pennants. And I still love pennants from if you go to the circus or whatever.
Yeah.
I think they're pretty cool. But you're holding a couple vintage ones from the 45 World Series.
Yeah. I was holding three of them. And Each one is a little bit different. The one that's the most valuable actually has in print the names of all the players. So it has Charlie Grimm, who is the manager, yeah. Phil Cavaretta, Stan Hack, some of the better ball players on the team. So, and that pennant is in pristine condition.
Yeah, they look brand new just in this picture.
I mean, luckily there's no pinholes on them or anything like that, but that one alone is probably worth $1,500 to $2,000.
Wow, not bad. And somebody probably paid 35 cents for it back in the day.
Yeah.
Michael Osaki is here. BaseballInTheAttic.com is the website. Let's start with one before we have to go to the news. What do you think, Michael?
Yeah, let's do it.
You got your headphones on. We'll say hi to Jim. Hey, Jim.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're well. What do you got?
I have a baseball from 1982. The very first professional game ever played in the Korean Professional League. And it's signed by Hank Aaron, Ernie Banks, and Billy Williams.
Pretty powerful threesome.
They brought the AAA Atlanta Braves team over there and played the very first seven games against the Korean team. And I have that ball still today. I was wondering what something like that would be worth.
That's a pretty cool and unique item. What I really like about it is it's the Korean League, because if you think about those three Hall of Famers, Billy Williams, he's still alive today,
right,
signing every day.
Mm-hmm.
Hank Aaron, that's how his full-time job, is signing.
Yeah.
Ernie Banks, obviously, he passed away January of last year. He signed a lot as well. So even though those are three Hall of Famers, individually, those signatures aren't worth a ton of money. But being that it's signed on that specific baseball, I would still say it's worth about $250.
Okay, cool.
Not
the other
bad,
thing
Jim.
I have from Ernie himself, at the time they put out a book called Cubs History through 1982, and it's got a personal inscription from Ernie to me. Is that worth anything?
So when we talk about inscriptions to somebody, that always decreases the value, because if you think about it, if you're trying to sell something to me and my name is Michael and your name is Brian.
Right.
Right. Absolutely.
I'm not going to pay a lot of money for it. Additionally, your item is a paper item. It's not like it's a jersey or bat or baseball, which are premium items. So, a paper item like that, somewhere less than $50.
But it's a good keepsake for you, Jim. Yeah, that's
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
All right, man. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. 312-981-7200. Do you have a piece of memorabilia around the house? Some sport, maybe a jersey, a bat, something cool? Give us a call. Michael will tell you if it's worth something or just something good to have as a memory. Because that's a lot of people think something that they hold dear is going to be worth money. Sometimes the memories and stuff are worth more than you could get for dollar-wise, correct?
Oh, exactly. I hear some incredible stories of how something was passed down through a generation.
Yeah.
And the story almost like brings me to tears. So the story is priceless. The item may not be valuable, but I'll tell these people, wow, this item should never be sold. This should be kept in the family forever. And
tell
ever.
That story and keep it going.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, more with Michael on the other side of the news. 312-981-7200. It's WGN. Brian Noonan in for Nick D on 720 WGN. Yes, it's baseball in October. There's football. Sports are year-round, and you may have some piece of sports memorabilia laying about your place, and you think, this could be worth some dough. Well, a man who knows if it is or not, Michael Osaki, he is the owner of BaseballInTheAttic.com. He is a licensed and certified sports memorabilia appraiser, and he is here for us. But you're also going to be out and about amongst the people on Sunday doing appraisals. Where are you going to be?
Yeah, I'll be Sunday, October 16th, so this Sunday, in Uptown at Vintage Garage Chicago. It's on Broadway Street from noon to 4 p.m., I'll be doing free appraisals. So sports memorabilia, all sports, cards, autographs, programs, whatever you have, bring it in, and I'll give you a free appraisal.
Very cool. That's at 5051 North Broadway, and you can go to VintageGarageChicago.com to get all the details. All right, you ready to get back to it? People are waiting. We'll do a couple texts real quick. I have a baseball signed by all of the 2003 Cubs players and coaches. Is it worth anything?
No, not really. I mean, of course, there's a little value, but there's just no demand for that.
Okay. And I have a pocket schedule of the last season of Comiskey Park signed by Carlton Fisk. That's Danny.
$20.
Really? $20. There you go, Danny. You ever find yourself short of 20? That might work. All right. Let's. You can always call 312-981-7200. You can always text. It's the same number. Either way, you'll get through to us. Let's go to the phone. Scott has been hanging on. Hi, Scott. So what do you got?
Yeah, Andre Dawson's last hit ever as a Cub. It was from the 1992 final day of the season. He hit a home run, and I caught it. And then I got it autographed a couple of years later while he was still on the Florida Marlins.
That's pretty cool. You know, it's funny. I was talking a few minutes about Ernie Banks, and yeah. If someone has his, you know, last home run, that would be quite something. Andre Dawson, you know, still, you know, great Cub player. A little bit different than Ernie Banks, but I still think it's probably worth about $500.
Really?
Yeah, his last home run.
Last home run as a Cub. Yeah. How do we verify that? Not to call your veracity into question, Scott.
Providence, because I videotaped the game that day, so there's video of me holding the ball right after I caught it.
Is that good, Michael?
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
So that would help. So about $500.
Yeah.
It's not bad, Scott. What do you think?
I'm unemployed. I need the money.
All right. Well, get a hold of Michael at baseballintheattic.com, and maybe all of a sudden $500 could be coming your way. Thanks for the call. People can call you too, can't they, Michael?
They sure can. And I'll be available after this, after I'm through here tonight, 312-379-9090, 312-379-9090 by phone or text. And, of course, my website is baseballintheattic.com. If you click on the Contact Me tab, you'll fill out a little quick form, and I'll get back to you quickly.
Very nice. So, all right, let's take Scott for example. You said, all right, that ball might be worth about $500. To who? How? Once you appraise it, and somebody now has a baseball that you say is worth $500, then what happens? So, where do you sell? Who's going to give you the $500? That's the thing.
Yeah. So there are people like I get emails and calls every day from people all across the country and even sometimes the world will say, Michael, I'm looking for a specific thing. I'm looking for this or that. And what I'll do is in my database, I have all these people and what they're looking for. Uh-huh. And so, for example, someone's looking for a special Andre Dawson item, a unique Andre Dawson, because they're the world's biggest Andre Dawson fan.
Okay.
Then this, what Scott had, would really
would pop up.
It would complete that person's collection.
Ah,
yeah.
Very cool. All right. Anthony's been hanging on. Hi, Anthony.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going well. What do you got?
Excellent. So I got an authentic Majestic Athletic collection, Zambrano, away jersey signed by Dusty Baker. I'm wondering how much, or should I just light the thing on fire?
So it's Zambrano jersey signed by Dusty Baker.
Yes.
Dusty Baker. Oh, my God. I just – it was funny. I was just on Twitter a few minutes ago, and someone said that Dusty Baker has now lost 9 straight games with a chance to clinch a playoff round. That's the longest streak in Major League Baseball history. God, is he bad in the playoffs. Okay.
Not good.
Not good. So did you burn it?
Not yet, but I'm waiting for the expert opinion, actually.
So I would say don't burn it. Maybe you can donate it to, like, a children's hospital.
Yeah.
Or Goodwill.
I think children's hospital is good. People will enjoy it. But value, nobody is actively looking to buy something like that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, Anthony.
It taught me a valuable lesson, though. Just go with the classics.
There you go.
It's true. It's true. And that's, you know, my expertise is vintage, 1870 to 1970. And one of the reasons I like it is because it's not going to come out tomorrow that, you know, Hank Aaron used steroids or William, you know, like all these guys. You know, in 1998, it was very different. McGuire and Sosa. And then, of course, we all know what happened afterwards.
Right.
And so it's so true.
All right. Well, Anthony, sorry about that, but thanks for the call.
Thanks,
appreciate
guys.
In general, Michael, if it's a jersey with one player's name and it's signed by somebody else, does that negate everything?
A lot of times, yes.
So if I have like a Walter Payton jersey signed by Dan Hampton.
Oh, no.
That's
horrible.
It means nothing.
It's horrible. But it's funny. It's a great point you bring up. A lot of people think that quantity is better. But no, it's not the case. In that example, right. You want just Walter Payton. It's horrible to have Walter Payton and somebody else.
Yeah.
Walter Payton, you know, was one of the greatest running backs ever. Hall of Famer, unfortunately, died really young. But it's a great autograph, very valuable. You put Dan Hampton on there, the value decreases immensely.
So what about these – a lot of people – and when you've been on with me before, you hear this, whether it's a baseball, football, basketball, where somebody will say, I have the entire team. When does an entire team's autograph become a valuable thing? Does it have to be after a championship? Could it just be a legendary team? When are more better?
Usually, yeah, after a championship. Somebody wins the World Series or NBA championship, Stanley Cup.
Okay.
Things like that. People are looking for a team-signed item. So, you know, when the Blackhawks won, people were looking for team sign.
Right.
White Sox in 2005, a team sign baseball was $1,000, $1,200.
Wow. And it, again, then, does it have to be everybody? If you're missing one or two, is that?
It should. So when we're talking about a team sign baseball item, like a baseball,
yeah,
it should have at least 18 signatures. That's what we consider to be team signed.
Okay.
If you have 10 or 12 signatures, that's not really a team signed item. But you do want all of the key signatures on there.
Okay.
So, for example, in 05, let's say you have, you know, Canerico and you have all the pitchers, but maybe you're missing Ozzie Guillen, who's the manager. He was important.
Yeah.
You know, and in those 18 signatures, you really do want to have those key guys on there.
Okay. Good morning from the 847. I have three autographed jerseys framed in shadow boxes. Jeremy Roenick from the Coyotes, Urlacher, and Sammy Sosa. They've all been authenticated.
Okay. So the Sammy Sosa, not much. Maybe $50.
Wow.
Yeah.
For a jersey, for an autographed jersey, $50. Because Sammy's still got the taint to him, right?
Still got the taint.
All right.
And no one's looking for a Sammy Sosa jersey.
Except Sammy.
Except, I don't even know if he's looking for it. He's probably got a bunch in his house.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Jeremy Roenick, $100. And what was the third one?
Urlacher.
Oh, Brian Urlacher. That's probably $225, $250.
Okay. So Urlacher's still pulling big numbers.
He is.
That's weird. Somebody has a wrinkled peanut from the 68 Cubs. That's probably not worth much.
A wrinkled peanut from the 68
people
Cubs.
Are goofy.
I think he said pennant.
Oh, it's pennant. Yeah, pennant. I thought it said peanut. I'm still getting used to these new glasses. I have a wrinkled pennant from the 68 Cubs. He's got a pennant, Michael, not a peanut. Might have some peanuts. So, I don't know what his dietary restrictions might be.
So his wrinkled...
Thank you, Dad.
So his wrinkled pennant, because the condition is not good, it's wrinkled.
Right.
This pennant is worth only a couple peanuts, probably about $15, $20.
Oh, man.
So peanuts for that pennant.
All right. What if they just have, like, the little thumbtack holes?
No, that's not good either.
Not good either?
No.
All right. So it's got to be you buy them and then you just... lay them somewhere.
Exactly.
All right. Michael Osecki is here. BaseballInTheAttic.com is his website. You can call him at 312-379-9090. And on Sunday, he will be at the Chicago Antique Garage. What is it? Yes. Chicago Vintage Garage Chicago at 5051 North Broadway from noon until 4, doing free appraisals of your sports memorabilia. But if you have a piece and you want to know right now, 312-981-7200. That's how you get a hold of us. More with Michael on the other side, 720 WGN. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. It's jazzy. Michael Osecki is here. BaseballInTheAttic.com is where you can go to get your sports memorabilia appraised by Michael, or you can call here, 312-981-7200, or you can go to Vintage Garage Chicago on Sunday from noon until 4, and Michael will be appraising things there. Not a lot of time left, so let's get right to it, Michael. Chris is on the phone. Hi, Chris. You're on WGN.
Hey, Brian. How are you? First time, long time.
Oh, thanks. What do you got?
I got a... autographed with the authenticity of Bill Cowher mini Steeler helmet.
Oh, yeah. Bill Cowher, of course, was the great coach for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now he's an analyst, I think, for CBS.
Correct.
Signed mini helmet, somewhere between $50 and $75.
Nice.
There you go, Chris.
I had an autographed Nike ball by Stacey King, but I heard what you said earlier about when it's addressed to you, it's a lot less valuable.
It is. And now, if it was Michael Jordan, you got something. But being Stacey King, you know.
The great Stacey King.
The great Stacey King. But that's better in your house, Chris, so you can gaze at it longingly.
Absolutely, as I do now.
There you go. Thanks for the call, Chris. I have an autographed ball. This is from the 219. An autographed ball with the entire 1969 Cubs team. Everyone, Banks, Santo, Williams, etc. I know it's real, but how can I get it authenticated and how much would it be worth?
You know, several years ago, I actually was at a private signing in Chicago where all those guys signed. This was maybe, gosh, I don't even know, 8, 9, 10 years ago.
Oh, man.
It was a fun day, spending the time with all those guys. So, two questions there. One, how much is it worth?
Yeah.
Probably right around $500-$600.
Okay.
It's potentially more depending upon condition. How would you get authenticated? There are a couple of different options. I don't know what ball it's on, if it's like an official National League ball or not. But if you send me an email, michael@baseballintheattic.com, I'll just probably email you two or three options, and then you can contact those third parties. I'm guessing to have it looked at and authenticated is probably about $75-$80.
Okay, but there are ways to do it.
Yeah.
Okay, very cool. From the 815, I have a Life magazine cover, just the cover, of Mickey Mantle signed. What's the value?
Yeah, so Mickey Mantle is on my top 10 list of frequently forged signatures. So Mickey Mantle, Ted Williams, Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Muhammad Ali. These are all greats, right? And they were always in the public eye. They did well playing their respected sport. And so people like to forge their signatures. If this is a real, authentic Mickey Mantle signature, you're looking at about $100.
Okay. So Mickey Mantle's signature, because he's a legend, still, if you can prove it's real, still holds its value.
Yeah.
All right. Let's say hi to Tom. He's been hanging on. Hi, Tom. You're on WGN.
Yeah. Hi, Brian. Enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Yeah, I have Greg Maddox, his autograph from the 80s when he was with the Cubs. The game went into extra innings, and he was late to Papa Joe's out in Oak Lawn. And he wasn't very happy, you know, because I guess the game was like three hours over. You know, it was a long over extra innings. So anyways, I was wondering what it was worth.
Well, the story is priceless. Yeah. I'm going to tell you that right now, Tom. Tom, the story is priceless.
You know, I got to
it was pretty good, yeah.
You know, in a couple of minutes, I'm going to be out of a job because Brian took the words out of my mouth.
Oh, sorry, Michael.
That story is – I was thinking the same thing. That story is priceless. But
yeah, we drank, not to interrupt you, but we drank so much waiting for him, you know, to come to the restaurant at Papa Joe's out there. Yeah. it was worth the wait, though.
I think it's the baseball. It's worth about $30-$35.
Okay. I appreciate it, Mike. Thanks.
All welcome. Right. Take care, Tom. Yeah, Papa Joe's a good place out on LaGrange Road if you've never been there. Whether you're waiting for Greg Maddox or not, it's still a good place. Okay. Here's a little vague, and they admit this, from the 630. What about a team-signed football from a college bowl game with the score from the 70s? Sorry, not more specific. Found it in a demolition 15 years ago. Thought it was cool.
Wow. I have just so many questions. Yeah. You know, like what team, you know what it's kind of like? Sometimes people will call me and they'll say, Michael, I have this really old baseball card. How much is it worth? And I said,
who's it of?
Yeah. So it's a similar thing. You know, who's on there? You know, what team?
Yeah, we got to know what team, what bowl game, what year.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
If it's from some eighth tier bowl, you know.
Yeah, it's nothing.
Who cares? Who cares about that? Hey, did you see this Tom Brady card today? The rookie card sold for over $24,000 on eBay.
It's
crazy, right?
It's a small fortune, yeah. Now, what it's interesting there, and the reason why that card sold for so much money, there are only just a couple, maybe two or three tops. When I say tops, not the brand,
not the
tops,
brand.
But two or three of these cards in the world that have graded that high, right? Almost essentially a perfect 10. And so because of that, and of course everyone knows the Patriots and Tom Brady, and he's obviously going to be a Hall of Famer.
Right.
Modern cards in high grade have been going through the roof in the past couple months. So $24,000.
Wow.
I don't know who bought it, obviously. I don't know if they're going to buy it as an investment or not. But that's what these cards have been going for, extremely high dollars.
And what drives the price up like that?
It's scarcity. People are trying to buy the best of the best, and okay. they know if they have a perfect condition in a 10, the odds of somebody finding another card in that condition to be graded by a third-party 10 are very slim. And so they're saying, well, I want the best of the best, and here it is. And there may only be one or two other cards in the world that are graded a perfect 10, and I own one of them.
Wow. And what's the best way if you do – I mean, probably if you're buying this card, it comes already – it's sealed up, right? They're not just putting a card in an envelope and tossing it to you. But what's the best way for people – even if it's something that is probably never going to make them a ton of money, but it means something to them, what's the best way to preserve stuff?
The best way when it comes to cards, they have these card savers essentially. It's a little bit harder than the plastic, but not as hard as – you know, some of the hard cases, putting cards in there are pretty secure.
Okay.
When it comes to autographs, make sure you keep them out of sunlight and also keep them in a cool, dry climate.
Okay.
Pendants, you don't want them to be wrinkled as that one caller
right.
had.
The wrinkled peanut. Can't have that.
Can't have a wrinkled peanut. We don't like that at all.
No.
So they actually have pennant holders. You could stick the pennant in a essentially like a little piece of.
Oh, that's what you in the picture in yes. DNA info. That's
yeah,
okay.
exactly right. Programs are fine. You know, in a shoebox. Again, a cool, dry climate for them as well.
Okay. Somebody texted. They said I texted you earlier and forgot to ask the one thing I wanted to. A Michael Jordan autographed number 45 jersey. That's from Mike.
Oh, the baseball.
The
baseball jersey. Yeah, when he was at the Birmingham Barons.
Yes.
The baseball jerseys. The thing is, Michael Jordan's signature is quite valuable today.
Does he not sign a lot? Is that why? I mean, obviously Michael Jordan's still an icon, so that's
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, you know, he doesn't because he doesn't need the money.
I think
Forbes said his estimate wealth is $1 billion.
So he doesn't need to sit at a card table at a convention.
And he hasn't in a very long time. Back when he was playing, he was under contract through Upper Deck.
Okay.
And so, yeah, he would sign for several years through Upper Deck. But an Michael Jordan signed jersey, you're looking at a minimum of $500.
Wow. That's pretty good. Now, for jerseys, if you get something like that, should you have it framed?
Framing costs a lot of money. It depends what you want to do with it. If you're going to
put... Oh, not baseball, basketball, when he first came back to basketball.
Okay. So that's going to be a little bit more than $500. You're probably talking $750 to $800.
For the signed 45 basketball jersey.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, his signature is very valuable, and especially on a jersey. There is a lot of demand today still for Michael Jordan signed jerseys.
And I'm sorry I interrupted you, but that just popped up, so we wanted to clarify. So you're talking about framing jerseys.
Yes, so framing jerseys. So if you want to put it up in a man cave and show it off to your friends and family, yeah, I think you should frame it for sure.
Okay.
But if it's like for an investment purpose, and maybe in a couple of years you're going to sell it, you can just have it neatly folded up in a closet or on a top shelf in your closet somewhere out of sunlight, and that should be fine.
What about a program from the 1968 Rose Bowl game with O.J. Simpson?
Ooh, O.J. Simpson. You know, I think he's in jail.
He is in jail.
There isn't really any demand for anything O.J. Simpson. That's kind of been there, done that. That was over 20 years ago.
Okay.
So there's just no value there.
Nothing for OJ. Somebody says, I have a Billy Williams signed jersey. Cindy has a Billy Williams signed jersey.
Billy Williams, he signs a lot. You're looking at $125.
Okay. And that's, I mean, even you know, down the road when he passes away, since if somebody signed a ton while they're alive, when they're dead, does it boost that or does it boost the value or does it stay kind of the same because there's so much out there?
So when Bob Feller passed away, he was the great Cleveland pitcher for a long time. Feller told me, because I got to know Feller, that over the course of his lifetime, he's signed several millions autographs, which I Jeez. Believe him. He would sign all the time. So when he passed away, to your question, Brian, the value of his signature actually decreased because – there wasn't any more demand coming onto the market. People already had a Bob Feller.
Right.
And so it actually went down. Billy Williams, he signed so much too. I believe, you know, when he passes, his signature is not going to, the value is not going to go up.
All right. Michael, it is always good to talk to you. Always very interesting. Tell people how they can get a hold of you.
Yep. I can be reached right now at 312-379-9090. Again, 312-379-9090. Or Michael at baseballintheattic.com. My website is baseballintheattic.com. And if you click on contact me, I'll contact you through there. Twitter, you said, at baseballattic. Right. And I'm also on Facebook. I just got a Facebook page
nice.
3 weeks ago, so follow me on Facebook.
And don't forget Sunday at Vintage Garage Chicago, 5051 North Broadway from noon until 4. Always a pleasure, Michael. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Brian.
All right, let's do this, and it's news time on WGN.